We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get Robin House.
Get down!
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You can get the fight too if you work hard and stop being bitter and busted.
I don't follow rules. I follow dogs on social media.
Rob, thanks for coming in with us today. What are you doing here?
I had the microphone for a standing position and I was sitting. No, it's all right. I can figure it out. Multitask okay. Here.
What's going on?
Stand and talk.
Did Russia send you?
What's going on? Russia did send you. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
Did Russia send you from Face App?
I'm kind of disappointed in this group here. So yeah, the Face App is the
tell us
the biggest rage on the internet right now. Well, you guys all know about it, and I'm sure the listeners know about it.
Did you see our pictures?
Yes, they're great. TC's should be put on like a Hall of Fame. It was fantastic.
Tony Colombo's back with us now.
I literally look exactly like my older relatives. So
really? It
seems very accurate.
So there's been a lot of worries about these kind of apps in the past because of the facial recognition software that they have. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the further evidence that these softwares are out there before, and this group has really utilized them because they are scary. A lot of people are saying, I look like my grandpa, I look like my grandmother. So
that's why I did it, because they were so realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like the weird, you know, like when you go back and look at old CGI in movies that maybe is from the 80s or 90s, and you remember seeing it, and you're like, oh my gosh, the aliens were really here. And then you go back now and you're like, yeah, that's so totally fake.
Yeah.
Rob, this isn't like that. I think the aliens are really here.
No, they're here. Rob, either talk us off the ledge or explain how dire this situation really is. Because when all this comes out about it's a Russian company, and you, by clicking allow, you immediately give them access to all your pictures, and now they have everything, and they can use your face and your pictures for anything that they want. And the first thought that pops into my head is, everybody's already got that anyway. Like, it's already been, all that's already been
this
stolen.
This is not new info.
Yeah. All that's already been stolen from me.
Yeah, you're exactly
already.
Right. Not new info, but I think it was crazy. In 3 days, the app had already downloaded 150 million U.S. citizens' faces with names, and it's in their archives for the rest of
time. What do they do with
time.
That? What kind of stuff can they do with that?
So a lot of what they're doing is they're selling it to advertisers. They're selling it to companies. They're selling it to security companies. The government, actually, is one of the biggest purchasers of facial software recognition.
Our government?
Our government.
Hmm.
Police force and whatnot. Security
Space
companies use
force
it.
Space force for the aliens?
I used to work with a furniture store in town that will go unnamed that had a facial recognition software to the point where as you walked into the front doors of this store, all of their salespeople had little iPads they walked around with, and it would notify them, Annie Fry is walking in. The last time she was here was a month ago. She purchased a recliner set from us 3 months ago.
No, thank
what?
You.
A furniture store?
A furniture store has that, so you can imagine
that's
what
kind of awesome.
The police have.
That's
the
awesome?
No, it's awesome in that...
Gabe, did Russia send you?
No, it's awesome in that way where, you know, you're watching a movie and then, you know, some really cool stuff is going down. You're just like, wow, what a really high-tech place. It's that kind of awesome. But then in real life, when you really think about it, you're just like, this is not awesome.
Everyone and everything is tracking me.
What is happening right now? Yeah,
totally.
Right. You know? So one of the questions, you know, Tony, you asked, should I talk you off the ledge or should I tell you that this is normal? Well, kind of both, you know. That company,
what a politician.
We're going to go through it. There are a couple of... all of our listeners right now probably have three of these four apps on their phone that's actually giving more information away than the Face app is. So we'll go through them. Anybody that has the Facebook app on their phone, not the browser, but the app.
Guilty.
You already agreed to allowing Facebook to access every single one of your contacts, every single call you've ever made, all of your text messages, every single image from your camera.
Text messages?
Access to your microphone, everything in your internal storage, your Wi-Fi, and your location.
Yeah, your location. Oh.
Holy crap.
So,
what if you turn off location services on your phone? Not involved?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. The Facebook Messenger app is even worse.
Oh, boy. Oh,
no. The Facebook Messenger app does not use end-to-end encryption. And what that means for the people that are listening is that...
That's how Katie and I plan the entire show. Facebook, we talk on it 24 hours a day.
So literally, the back end means that anybody with login credentials to the Facebook Messenger site, their employees have access to every single one of our conversations. It's all on their servers, plain text, not encrypted, easy to read.
Oh,
so you got
gosh.
That. What's even worse, guys, is the weather app. So the top three weather apps out there, AccuWeather, WeatherBug, and the Weather Channel app, they take almost every single piece of data that your phone ever is a part of, where you are, what you've been looking up on your search history, and they sell it to advertisers.
Ooh, I don't have any of those.
To personalize your advertisements that come to you.
Wow.
And then the last one, which is kind of crazy, is all these free games that people have. Candy Crush, Words with Friends is one of the worst ones.
Oh. Do I still have that on my phone?
Honey, are you listening?
Not for long.
When you agreed to download Words with Friends, you gave them full access to your full name, your gender, your birthday, your email, every contact in your address book, your Facebook identification number, and your approximate physical location. We all agreed to all of those.
So, okay. So the practical reason for that, if you knew someone who is in digital sales and profited on these sorts of things, is that people can send ads to your phone in when you're using a game where if you were to go past a Starbucks, they would say, hey, Starbucks is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Save a dollar on right. your Nitro cold brew.
So some of it, you're right. Some of it is actually helpful. I think most people say they don't like advertising, when really, if you break that down, people don't like irrelevant advertising. Mm-hmm. If right. you like, I love movies. We're gonna talk about movies here in a second.
Yeah.
If I got an offer from Marcus Theaters for a buy one get one or a
you
discounted
would want
movie
that.
I would love that
sure.
advertising. Absolutely.
And that happens everywhere. Like this
right.
is not just something that's happening on your phone. Like this is the way it has been for a long time.
Right.
You just get worried, like when you find out FaceApp is a Russian company.
Right.
Like that's what makes this kind of thing feel a little
so
extra
what's,
freaky.
There's a documentary coming out on Netflix that I would recommend because I'm really excited. The trailer's out right now. Maybe we can share it later. But it's called The Great Hack. And it's mm-hmm. essentially breaks down what Cambridge Analytica did with the 2016 elections. And essentially what they said was they had 5,000 data points on every single U.S. citizen that was voting eligible. And from that, they determined...
Probably know more about me than I do.
They determined what they thought that they could do and manipulate people. So it was, yes, Russian interference absolutely did happen, all those sorts of things. As far as infiltrating our social media world and influencing our behaviors and our decisions... But it was, from what they were saying, all these ex-Cambridge Analytica employees, it was super easy to figure out who could be swayed and who couldn't be swayed.
Really?
And just by simply putting pictures up on the internet and kind of creating that echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So on the lookout for that, which is a...
So it's called The Great Hack.
The Great Hack will be coming out on Netflix.
All right,
it's
what do you got about movies?
Good one to watch. We got a lot of good ones coming out this weekend, and I am super stoked.
What are you clapping about over there?
Because Lion King came out.
Oh,
Lion King came out.
Yeah.
So have you seen it yet,
I
Katie?
Haven't, and I'm so pumped. I can't wait to see it.
Do you want me to tell you about the reviews?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just tell me.
So
rip off the band-aid.
We talk about the three big ones here, IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, and Metacritic when we always talk about movies. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting at about a 68% on IMDb, 56% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only a 57% on Metacritic. This
what
one's
the
starring
heck?
Donald Glover, who's the singer Childish Gambino. He plays Simba. Beyonce, one of my favorite actresses mm-hmm. and singer combinations. She plays Nala. And then Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner playing Timon and Pumbaa
mm-hmm.
should be a good combination. What I'm excited about, Katie, for this weekend is the latest Quentin Tarantino installment, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
With Brad Pitt.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes,
DiCaprio,
that yeah. dynamic duo. Woo!
It's mm-hmm. the story of the late 60s in Tinseltown during the Charlie Manson murders. And mm-hmm. Margot Robbie plays...
See Lion King after that one.
Yeah.
That one is doing fantastic in the reviews right now. 95% on IMDb, 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, 88% on Metacritic.
I saw in an interview promoting this movie where Brad Pitt made reference to the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio totally could have fit on the door that was in the ocean. That's like still a hot topic of debate.
I think it was like a Harvard student did a study on the physics. Did you see this?
I read the article and there's like science has been done on this.
The physics said yes.
And basically people pretty much think Kate Winslet was a Bia for not scooching over.
Right?
It's like when I tell my husband I am on my half of the bed, my half is in the middle. Perfect. Yeah.
My sign of the apocalypse for the week, as we're kind of closing out here, is I just saw a Charmin ad on Twitter, and I have to read this out to you guys. I'll do my radio voice. Are you tired of constantly changing the toilet paper? Our new hashtag Charmin Forever Roll might change your life. It's real, it's ultra soft, and it comes with money back guarantee. Get it here. The advertisement says, guys, you need to look this up. It is a 1 month roll of toilet paper that goes on your roll.
Oh!
It looks like a spare tire in the back of your vehicle.
Do you know the problem with that is? My 9-year-old son would use that in 2 sittings just because it was there. And then I'd have to call a plumber, and that would be a problem. Rob, thanks for coming in with us. Gabe Pfeiffer is in studio with us for the rest of the show. So is Tony Colombo. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.